February 2nd, 2026.
Right.
Minutes.
10 o'clock.
Motion.
A motion and a second. All in favor? Opposed? Carried. Highway.
I'm gonna have Todd present so I don't have a coffin fit up here. Go ahead, Todd.
All right, pinch hitting. All right,
Hey.
good morning. Looking for authorization to transfer $245,000 road project funds to road improvements unassigned. This was put in the 26 budget. Bids came in lower, so we're going to move this back into unassigned so that we can use them for 26 projects that have assignments.
You have a motion?
A
Second.
second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.
So going hand in hand with that, authorization to transfer $2,140,000 from road improvements unassigned to road project funds. This is our 2026 capital projects where we do our grinding, paving, our major project funds.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
We got a motion, a second. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Landfill.
This will go with the standardization. So standardizing Thurman scales. Requesting authorization to standardize Thurman scales. We have been using Thurman scales mechanical 8100 series scales at the Bath Landfill, Irwin, Hornell, and Wayland transfer stations. For reasons of efficiency and economy, it has been determined by the county manager, purchasing director, and county attorney that this is appropriate.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Motion to second. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Second. Perfect. Oh my God.
Opposed? Carried.
New way to do it.
And we would like to get authorization to purchase Irwin Transfer Station scale. Requesting authorization to purchase a new inbound scale for Irwin Transfer Station. We have a quote from Gerhardt Systems and Solutions for $105,115. The scale is on the 2026 major equipment list.
Make a motion.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
How would you like to do the bids?
Can we do them all at once?
You can if you want.
Okay.
Oh, Jeff, you've got something?
Todd, I have one question about those bids. That piece of equipment, it's the 930 Cat with a major repair loader. What actually is that? How old is it and how much is it? I just see that the repair, it's 130,000 for parts and 75,000 for labor. So it's a $200,000 repair. I was just curious how expensive a piece of equipment that is.
You guys just got one, Billy, didn't you?
Three quarter. $1,000.
That's for a brand new one. And how old is the one that we're repairing?
2019, we have 10,000. You have 30 hours on it.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure it was something worth, it wasn't for 50,000 more, we could get a brand new piece of equipment. I know you guys look into that, but that's a big ticket repair. I was just curious.
Sure, by rebuilds, we'll go through Canada, we'll go through the piece of equipment, basically give it a whole new warranty and for the machine, like a brand new machine.
How many hours did you say you had on it?
They do something in 10,000.
They're giving you a brand new warranty like it's brand new.
This program is not just a fix. They, to what, excuse me, to what Steve was saying, they actually go through every nut and bolt. And when Todd and I went up to Caterpillar to look at the paver we purchased, they explained the program to us then about it. And it almost gets everything.
It gives them a new serial
It
number.
gives them a new serial number. I mean, you're getting a brand new machine at the end of the day, with the warranty and stuff, as Steve mentioned. So it's not just getting brakes changed and some other
I
stuff.
think we did,
It's
if I
well worth it.
recall, we did this one time before, maybe like 5 years, three times before. Okay.
Right. Well, I appreciate that explanation because I
Yeah.
mean that like you said, I mean
Pat's one of the only ones that run that program where they'll come in and go through the whole kit and caboodle with it. I mean, they look like it was interesting as heck because I didn't know anything about that program either. And we're looking at these old machines that all look brand new in lines in their one shop up in Batavia we
Batavia.
were. It's quite impressive. It's really impressive.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Fred?
Yeah, so they do transmission, engine, everything?
Yeah.
So you're essentially getting a new...
Reconditioned.
For half the price.
Yeah.
Shannon?
I just have one question about the code enforcement. Was that put out publicly?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes,
I saw the legal notices on it.
Yep. Well, there were two. Yep. A larger firm and then one individual.
Is that still for the 6 months, 4 months, or what were we going to do?
So this would be for a contract for a year, but we still maintain the, is it 60 or 30 day out? So the contract would still have the clause to that the county could cancel.
One other question is, what is the what kind of warranty did they give us on that transmission?
What is that, Steve?
Is it
3 year and hours?
And then, there's
at least 3 years and then
X amount of hours,
whatever comes, just like a vehicle.
Gotcha. Thanks.
So A, concrete pumping services, recommend custom mix, sole source or sole bidder, ready mix concrete. We recommend awarding to multiple bidders based on lowest price and availability to the batch, deliver, and discharge within specific time limitations. C, asphalt concrete, miscellaneous in-place projects. We recommend awarding to multiple bidders from low to high based on availability. D, asphalt concrete specified in place. We recommend awarding to Dolomite Products, Inc., the lowest bidder, for in total amount of $5,663,300. This is for 9 road projects. E, asphalt concrete specified in-place projects on behalf of the Village of Wayland. We are withdrawing that. We did it on their behalf, but we don't need to award it. F, cold place recycling projects. We recommend awarding to Suit Coat Corp. in the amount of $798,649.50 due to Allstate Construction, Inc. withdrawing their bid. G, geotextile materials and waterproofing membrane. We recommend awarding to multiple bidders based on the lowest unit price per item. H, liquid bituminous materials. We recommend awarding the bid to multiple bidders for RS2 FOB plant site based on price per gallon and trucking cost, and the emulsification with a distributor will be awarded multiple bidders based on lowest price and availability. I, pre-stressed concrete bridge beams, bridge 21 over Spalding Hollow, Canisteo. Recommend awarding to Jefferson Concrete Corp., lowest bidder, in the amount of $152,846. J, on-site mobile industrial hearing evaluations with reports and summaries. We received no bids. We'll be putting that back out this month, so you'll see that again next month. K, dump trailer for landfill. We recommend awarding to the lowest bidder, All American Trailer Connection, in the amount of $22,225. As noted on the bid vendors, a couple of them did not meet specs. L, CAT certified powertrain rebuild on the 963 CAT track loader. We recommend awarding to the sole bidder, Milton CAT, in the amount of $193,769.32. M, clean and inspect landfill leachate holding tanks and lines. We recommend awarding to Jamco, the lowest bidder, in the amount of $52,915. N, remove, recycle, dispose of waste oil and antifreeze and extension. Requesting authorization to extend the agreement with Momentum Environmental, aka the Environmental Service Group, for one more year. O, RFP collection and disposal of household hazardous waste. We recommend awarding to the lowest bidder, MXI Environmental Services, in the amount of $40,350 for three event sites. And P, Code Enforcement Services, we recommend awarding the lowest bidder, Charles Cagle, for an hourly rate of $27.60 per hour and half hour rate of $13.80 per hour for the Code Enforcement Service.
Do we have a motion?
I'll make motion.
Second?
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Just because I'm new, how do we use a code enforcement?
How's that utilized at county level?
Yeah, so it's one of those strange things that under state law, if a town formally by local law abandons code enforcement, the county is then responsible. Since the 70s, the town of Addison has done this, and our involvement is pretty minimal, but we are legally required if a town passes a local law to do it.
We charge back the town?
We do charge back the actual cost.
Same exact rate.
Yes. There are other things that go along with that that we charge. We actually, Chris and I are working on an update to the local law that we have because now that the town of Campbell 2 years ago and last year Tuscarora also did this. So the person that we contract with in this case, it's more of their time and it's more of Eric's staff time because technically county is enforcing the code. So this person is doing the actual field work, but there is back end office work that we have to do. So we want to, and it's getting not insignificant. So we want to have a discussion with you all in the next few months about that. But it is one of those strange caveats of state law that it used to just be the small town of Addison with 10 building permits a year and no big deal. But now it's bigger and bigger.
Thank you.
Scott?
The pre-stressed concrete bridge beams, the bid between Jefferson and Whitford, that's delivered on site?
Yes, sir.
Because if you're bringing them from Watertown versus Wellsville, that's a huge difference.
Yes, there's no cost. It's delivered to site.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further discussion? We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Any other new business?
Eric wanted to talk a little bit about the FEMA update.
Quick update on the FEMA. We met with the engineer, so I'll let Todd go. Nothing really changed.
Fisher came to our office and met with us. County Route 129 is a project outstanding. It's hung up in the Army Corps engineers under permitting. They're working. We've gave them some contacts. They've got some new contacts. It's very, very slow working with them. So it could be a 27, 28 project by the time everything gets done, but it's still in process. Harder Road, some permit issues came up a little bit, slowed some stuff down. Looks like probably 27, I think. Is that right, what they said? 27 is the push-out date on that to get everything in place and correct. Red Spring Run, we're in the permitting process because we want to get the state's bridge off the foundation and ours on. We're hoping to get that off this fall if everything works out good. But again, permitting might hang that up until 27. But just so you guys know, we're working on it. Fisher is calling every day working on that with the permitting process. It's just very slow working around these streams.
Thank you.
Justin?
Roundabout, probably FEMA, but I'm not sure which episode. I call it the old Woodhall Road. It takes you along the creek.
County Route 129.
Oh, that is 129?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions?
They started 4 this morning.
Yes, 4 was shut down this morning. Wednesday, they plan on having a milling machine to take the surface off the bridge. And next week, they're hoping to demo to start. So,
Mr. Lino?
Yeah.
Didn't they say they were shooting for October? for completion and open to public.
I just was wondering, were we going to discuss possible increases the tipping fees of the landfill once we get back the bids from the cell construction or possible?
Yeah, so we've been having more discussion since then. Some more developments happening kind of behind the scenes, the work that those folks have done, have been doing. So once we get those bids back, yes, a more comprehensive conversation. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
And we do have the landfill tour today.
Yeah, just a reminder, it's a landfill tour today. So right afterwards, we can meet you up at the landfill at the gas plant building. Some of you are familiar with that, but it's you can just go across the scale and the scale attendant will direct you to the right building. It's a brick building off to the right from the scales. So we'll meet up there and we can give you a tour of the landfill.
Good. There's nothing else. We'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
5632 nope. Turnpike Road. 5632. Turnpike.
Yeah, yep. Just follow the garbage trucks.
All roads lead to the landfill.
Hey, we have a motion to adjourn.
I'll move.
Second. Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.